Than Ben or Grin, deeper mindfulness. And today is day 50 of the Being Here program. And yesterday's poem worked quietly with taking up space without dominance, without performance. Today's poem stays closer to the inner experience of shrinking. Self-minimizing can be subtle, lowering the volume, holding back an opinion, letting others move ahead. From the outside, this can look like modesty or flexibility, but from the inside, it may feel like calibration. In some environments, being visible carries cost. Standing out meant scrutiny. Attention meant evaluation. Over time, stepping back can become automatic, a way of maintaining safety, harmony, or stability. So close your eyes and let this poem land and see how it connects with you. Day 50. When I make myself smaller, reflecting. There are moments when staying unnoticed feels safer. Lowering your voice, reducing your presence, letting others take the lead. Often this happens quietly, a habit rather than a decision, a way of moving through space without attracting attention. For some, this began early. In environments where standing out invited criticism, or where taking space felt risky. Making yourself smaller can be protective. It avoids conflict. It limits exposure. It keeps things manageable. Over time, this adjustment can become familiar. Comfortable even. Visibility begins to feel like pressure rather than opportunity. The cost may only appear later. Sense of being overlooked. Of contribution going unseen. Of having more to offer than is shown. It's easy to judge this pattern harshly. To wish it was different. To push yourself to be louder or bolder. But self-minimizing is not weakness. It's often intelligence. A response shaped by context and experience, by what once worked. Recognizing this doesn't suddenly change how much space you take. Doesn't force visibility. Simply allows the experience of making yourself smaller to be understood with more compassion. It's a way of staying safe in a world that hasn't always welcomed presence.